Rashi, Rabbi Merav Nachman. Yes, Mila Bekanam is a lie. If a guy is over a kainam, is there Mila? That's kainam. Kainam comes from the word carbon. It doesn't become hegdish when you tell a guy that you're usher from it, Bekainam, it doesn't become hegdish. But it has properties of hegdish. We had Tipul Hanorla hegdish, so maybe it should have Mila as well. Amalei Tenisua. Welcome to Shnei Mablas Chai Tipul Hanorla hegdish. She hegdish. It's telling me the reason that Hanor goes to hegdish and you can't destroy it is because my hegdish has Bamila, Kanam is has Bamila, telling me it has properties of hegdish. Don't think Marka Tanoi, Tamakoikas Tanoi. Kainam Kikas who hegdish for Achla, if he says this kicker is hegdish, and he eats it. Beinu bein chaveira mal v'fichuch yesh lo pigeon. This is called a kainim klali, where he bands it to everybody with an eder. That becomes like hegdish, said kainim, and there's me'ila, and you can redeem it. Kikizu alai hegdish, or on one person is hegdish, achlo, hu mal v'chaveira loy mal. It's only us or to him. V'fichuch yesh lo pigeon, it's not a strong enough hegdish to have a pigeon. But it becomes usher to him like hegdish. This is Rameir Shita Div Rameir who holds Yesh Me'ila B'Kainamais, even by a Kainam Klap Prati, even when it's a specific Kainam. Chamevayim Rebekach Rebekach Loimol, Hushay Me'ila B'Kainamais. Becomes usher, but there's no Me'ila. Amal Ravacha Breda Ravavila Ravashi, Kikri Alech B'Nosle B'Matana. What if a guy said this bread is a you, and he gave it to him as a present? Mimal, who is my own? Limo Nysen Halasirale. The guy that gives it should be Mayo. It's not us or them. Limo Makabo. The Makabo should be Mayo. Yahulai Matera Bisi Sur Lai Bisi. Now, the Nysen also is Bishaikik. But the answer is the Nysen did something. And Aloch is by Me'ila. You do something to transfer possession, that's Me'ila. But accepting is not doing anything. And if he doesn't want to accept it, had he known, then it's not called accepting. And therefore, why should he be Mayo? Amala, you're right. Makabo Ma'alikshiyaitzi. When the Makabo gives it to somebody else, then he's doing an hegdish, heck action of transferring Rishus, he'll be Ma'alda. The Ryan uses this as a raya, that in a neder, the one that's Iver is the one that's banned, even though he didn't say anything, and it's not Dvoroi, but he's still Iver and Eliyahu Dvoroi. The Shamaitzi Ma'as hegdish, the Hulim Savish, the Hulim Hu, Ma'al, Avzan Ma'al. Zog the Mishnah Vaitzer. The Tyrim is Trumasai, Bez Masraisav Ludaitai, which the Gemara will spend an Amud explaining on the next Amud Beis. He can take Truma and Maisra Ludaitai. The Maskon of the Gemara, it means, if the guy says, Kalaraita Litroi, Biavabi Yitroi, gives permission for anybody to give Truma, but when you do it for him, from his own grain, you're not giving him Hanoah because you're not listening to his Shlichus. Ah, you did the act of separating Truma, that's a mitzvah of it. The only thing that bothers us is that you're carrying out his bidding. Because he said, Kol HaRei Tzalitra, Gavav Yitraim, you're not carrying out his bidding. I can't hear you. That's the only pshat the Gemara remains with. If not, it's a riot to the other side. But, yeah, the other pshat would be that you can be Tyrim Shalai Midas. You don't need Das of the owner. It becomes Sriya, but you can take it from your grain on his grave without him knowing about it, which was a shayla of the Gemara. You can learn one of two ways, right? And the Gemara is going to explain these are all mechusrei kapara, and therefore you don't need das by mechusrei kapara. And again, the Gemara is saying that on the tzad, the kahalim shluchu didat. If you learn kahalim shluchu d'shmaya, it could be any carbon. Avoloyim amdenu mikra, can't teach him chumash, because for chumash people get paid. You're not charging him, and that's directly giving him something. You can teach his children, because then you're not giving him directly. You're saving him. Doesn't have to find a Rebbe, but that's mitzvah klavet. It's only us if you're giving it to him directly. Are kahani considered our shluchim, or are they shluchim for Hashem? The mind of Kamina. By doing my shlichas v'aser, the amid shluchas yeshmaya. Sorry, because they're working for the Rebbeinu Shlalom, they're not doing my bidding. My tashma the nan makabal of kinezavim. The Mishnah says he can be makar. Yeah, amid shluchas yidan come anyway. So the Gemara Tameich listening makabal of kabbanas. Why does it pick certain kabbanas? Elam mechutzik kapara shaydi. Rabbi Yechon makol tzvichin das. Chutzmin mekoyin chutzik kapara. Kabbanas need das of the person giving it. If you want to give a carbon for somebody, he has to agree to you that you're giving his carbon. And Shari Hadar may be crying, my bottom of Lestrok Sadam. But Mechusu Kapar, you don't, because we see if a person's kid is a Zav or a Zava, he can give a carbon purge. And Emma Zayas a Zav, Ben God will Ben God. Sent to Gemara. Now, Brachmeyer had a question, and I don't have a good answer. Why isn't this Vitor? Unless this mission is going Vitor, Asa Ben Budurana. Any kind could do it. So since any kind could do it, is he giving you any, doing your shlichus? Why is that different than the guy that adds the extra donut? Because that's how every shaykhur does, and that's not considered giving him an off. It's different here because it's not, he does it to everybody. It's everybody does it for him. He doesn't need this kayan specifically. Any kayan can do it.
That's so bad for him.
Yes, I'm saying it's a big dress of moon. I have no problem. I can live that way. What are you going to include with Zeis Tyrus and Yeletis? Make Tana, make Dila? Tana Basledi? Can it Tana give birth? Tana Rabibi, Tomato of Nachman, Shalosh Nosham, Bishamshus, Bumbach, Tana Muberis, and Medica. Tana Shemet is Abra Vitamus because the Tana cannot survive childbirth. And so how can we say that he's bringing a carbon out Bitoy Akhtana? So the Gemara, who's right? I say, that is Ben Bikachas Ben Shaita. That's to tell me whether she's normal or not. Because she can't do it. She can't have Das. She can't have maybe climb at least to Shaita. The different Rabbi Yehuda that says that her husband brings Kabbalahs for his wife. Now the truth is, everybody agrees that her husband brings Kabbalahs for his wife. But Rabbi Yehuda states it specifically, therefore we attribute it to him. The tiny Rabbi Yehuda, I'm about to maybe carve Ashar Lishtag. He can't claim my wife is poor. He has to give his financial status. The whole Kabbalah Shechayevish, Kach Kaisim Law. After the divorce, he writes her, Vachlai is this look alive because she writes him, really. Shakach Kaisim Law. I don't know why it says Shakach Kaisim Law. She's writing, Vachlai is this look alive because she's done. Oh, no, he writes it to her, that I'm severing all the Vachlaias that I had till from there. Which means all the Kabbalahs I had to bring, I no longer have to bring. So again, you don't need Das, because other may be carbon at least to Shaita. Master of Simi Barashi, my Kayan Yisrakal of Dam Chatas of Dam Hashamai, which is the Mishnah also said. So we see Chatas and Hashem there, not Mechusri Kapara. And for the Gemara, Dam Chatas of Shamatzaira, Dam Hashem of Shamatzaira, which is Mechusri Kapara. The Siv, Zayis Tia, Tyra Shamatzaira, Ben God, Ben God. Tanakh. Hakahanim shepiglu b'megdash mezidin chayavim. It just points out, I don't know why we need the pasuk of Zayis Tiyas Tyrus HaMetzaira. Once you said it by Zav and by Yeletis, by Zav you said it for Ketanim, and by Yeletis you said it for Ish Nishayta. Why do we need other pasuk by Metzaira? It's the same Mechusri Kapara, unless you would start making differences in different type of Mechusri Kapara. That could be. Anyway, Zog the Gemara by Tetzana Kadam Shepiglu B'Megdash Mazidin Chayavim HaShayigim Peturim. Mazid is Chayiv, and Shayig is Pater, because it's a Hezek Shein and Nikr. So either with the Raisi Yechayiv and Mazid and Rabbanon removed it by Shayig, or with the Raisi Yechayiv Pater by both, and Rabbanon added it by Mazid. But either way, it's Chayiv, yes. True. Could be. A Mitzayra Ani doesn't bring Chazazayv?
So they bring
the Hashem. The Hashem is a behemoth. Could be, but no. How can I buy Elgin Pigulum Pigul? Yeah, maybe it's like Mishukha Nishmaya Habi Hainish Pigulum Pigul. They're working for Hashem, and he said they can make Pigul. Elia Mishukha Tizanah, I'm my Pigulum Pigul. Lame Lishlicha Shabi Tiflit Kunim Lelabs. You're not my Shliach. If you're not my Shliach, you can't make Pigul for me. And according to the Rosh, this is a Kasha Mezid also. And this is not a Maisa. This is considered a Dibor, a Machshava, not a Maisa. Even though it happens during the Maisa, but the Isser is not the Maisa, the Isser is the Machshava. And for the Gemara, I'm Mishayin, I got me Pigles, I'm a Kodlo, Yechashav Loi, Mikom Malkam, Tzeres, Sarkasav, that says whoever does Avayit can make Pigles. End of story. Gufa. I'm Rabbi Eichon HaKol Tzichon Daz Chutzim Chutzim Kaparo. Shall other may be carbon upon a Babnais of Akhtarim. He can bring a carbon on his young children. I'm out of Yadam Chatas Chelo Machaveirai. Shkin other may be at least a Shaita Kerbuda. Again, a husband brings all the Kabbalahs for his wife. The Maris Kashis doesn't he bring a Chatas Chelo? Allah Mam Rabbi Lazar Mavish Chelo Machaveirai Asaklub. You can't be Mavish Chatas Chelo, which is a way of expressing any Chatas that comes for an Aveira. Right? So why you can't be? Why does Rabbi Lazar say not? So the Gemara is to shite the hikri. I mean, what would be the case? Either after she shite the labas carbon, she's not chayv and mitzvahs. Either after she puts chachas and nishtatas, I'm Rabbi Yom Yom Rabbi Vohom, Rabbi Yechid Ochu Chelu, he was carbon and nishtata because of nishtava. He became a shite and then he became normal puzzle. Hayav nitchi yitcha. So it's impossible. Elamata yavi pa'adam pesach ha'chaverish kirada maybe a bonav abnal of abayis vakfanim because it says ish what is the lesson again? What's the seller base of us? Alam Am Rabbaz, the Hibbish Pesach Averli as a club. Am Rabzeir, the seller base of us love the rice. A cotton can eat without being a manoi. And you're not mamana, you're tzadim on it. Not the way it works. The words is they eat without minoi. I'm a little already shaken. The Pesach Amishi Alam become Rishal Yushalayim. Right? He includes the one that's going to come in first to Yushalayim. And you can't add or subtract after Shrita. So why did he say that? Because the desires of the mitzvahs, to be mazaris them, to incentivize them. The girls were acting with alacrity, and they were lazy. Now the Gemara is going to ask a shayla, and then try to use our Mishnah as a proof. If Reuven gives him his grain on Shimon's, does Shimon have to say yes? I lie. Now why would he have to say yes, and why wouldn't he? You're doing something beneficial to him, so he would automatically agree. Right. He doesn't want to save the money. He wants to do the mitzvah. So it's not a schus. Tashima. Tairam is trumaisim as madraisim l'daitai. Now, the shiloh was somebody's not asur b'hanla. Now we're bringing in a case where the guy can't have benefit. Shimon can't have benefit from Reuven. Right? And Reuven can take the trumas and maisus l'daitai. Now, we don't know what that means. V'mayaskina. Ilem shim balakri asur balakri. Is Reuven taking from Shimon's own grain on Shimon? The daita demand. And who agreed? Ilam the daita today. Reuven decided. Man shav yishliach. Who appointed him a shliach? And a shliach has to be mafresh truma. Elu the daita barakri. Shimon appointed him a shliach. Hakamani le. The kavitch l'chusei. That's a hanah that you're doing his bidding. Elu mishalaya shabalakri. Teretz Reuven is taking from his own. The daita demand. Ilam the daita the barakri. The barakri said yes. Kamani le. Doing his bidding. He's doing it on his own. And it's considered a schus, but you're not carrying out anybody's bidding, so it's mutter. If the owner has to say yes, which means he appoints you a shliach, so you're giving him an law. Elalav ain't tzarek l'as. And for the Gemara, you're taking from Shimon's on Shimon. Kedama Rava, Vaimekal writes to Litrem Yavav Vitrem. He said, whoever wants to take truma can take truma. It is enough to do truma, and not enough to make it you're doing his bidding, because it wasn't direct. That's the chiddush here. That for truma, it's enough of a shliach. It's enough das. But it's not that you're doing his bidding. He didn't ask you.
And whose das are we honing in on?
Shimon's.
He did it with his own das, and he's going to do it for him.
No.
Shimon is who?
The one that's us, sir. The one who owns the grain. Okay. Shimon has allowed everybody to take truma. That's l'daitai. By saying the right to lit yam tried, he gave his das. Okay. Which is enough to work for, it's a chiddush. I want to point out the chiddush. It has to be a shliach. He didn't appoint anybody as a shliach. He appointed everybody as a shliach. But he didn't appoint any specific person. Which allows Reuven to do it, and it's not called that he's carrying out Shimon's bidding, even though he is, because Shimon said anybody can do it.
maintain a vitor.
It's more. It better not be a vitor, because this panel calls vitor aser, but later on. But the answer is, he did it. But he did it with permission, but not enough permission that it's called, not direct permission, that he's carrying out his shlichus.
But is this anything to do with shluchat he done or not?
No. This is all shluchat he done. There's no shluchat nishmaya by truma. Shluchat nishmaya was only by korbanos. It's not negay anything else.
So what's the purpose here? I mean, are we be poshut to shaila now?
No. You can learn to.
What's our purpose then? What are we trying to prove?
Tried to be poshut to shaila, and we got out of it. We wanted to say that in the case of the Mishnah is that Reuven takes him his own grain on Shemitz without Shemitz Vass. And that would prove that it goes. Reuven doesn't need Shimon's Vass, which was the Shaila.
And he doesn't need his Das. That's nothing to do with. I mean, this is a different. No, Shaila doesn't do with. That thing's finished. Shluchat Yidan, right?
Nothing to do with Shluchat Yidan. I don't know where you got Shluchat Yidan, Shluchat Yishmai. That was only by Krabanis.
He doesn't know who's Das. We got him to Das on the bottom of the page. The new Gemara.
There was two dots here.
Okay.
Right. Let's get my right turn. Why me name Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Zera? I tell you, Mishalei Hashem Chaveri Toivas Anosho Mi. Who gets to decide which Kayan gets it? Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Zera, Peri Nahes, Mi Masak, Nekir Yidahu. Reuven gave, this is Midas, this has nothing to do with the Shaila before. Shimon told Reuven, you can take Truma. From yours or mine. Reuven goes, takes Truma. Who decides which Kayan gets it? Without Reuven's Peri, there's no Truma. But without Shimon's grain, we'll have a Peri, doesn't have a Truma. So who gets it? The owner of the grain or the owner of the one who separated Truma from his own grain? Amalei, Amakras, Kol Tavuah Zarecha Benasata. That's the Girsa we have. The Rush has a different Girsa. He says it's called Meister Tavuah Benasata. And either way, the Rush is to the fact that it says Benasata next to Tavuah. To tell me that the owner of the Tavuah gets to make the decision. Esrei. So Zera asked him a question. This time, Mr. Meister, Mr. Masari, Shulba Daitai. And we think, in this kasha, the same way we thought last time, that Reuven's taking from his own grain on Shimon. The Amret, if you say, Tavis Hanah the Baal Kriya, come anyway, he's giving Shimon the Hanah that he can decide which Kayat. El Shemami, no Tavis Hanah delay. Reuven decides. Everything in my life. We already answered that it might be talking about that he's using Shimon's grain on Shimon's grain, which has nothing to do with our Shaila. Our Shaila was if Reuven's taking from his own grain. And he'll die to the Baal Kri, by Mekala writes the Yitra, Baba Yitra. Tashima, Damar of Avon Rabbi Yechidim, HaMagdish Maisim Chaymish. If somebody is Magdish a carbon for somebody else, and it gets a mum, the owner of the carbon who gets to be, has to add a Chaymish, who is the owner? The one who donated it, or the one who swore? Answer is, HaMagdish Maisim Chaymish. Right? The Magdish is, we learned it out in the Pasuk, Im HaMagdish Yigal. The pasuk. Mischaper writes the tmura. Again, a tmura is only effective if it's made by the Baal HaKarbon. It's an isser. There's over two lavim. But it works. Both become kaddish. Only if the owner did it. Who's the owner? The magdish or the mischaper? For tmura, the mischaper is the owner. And our time is shalaya shechaveray, time is tanah shalaya of the one that takes truma, which is not by kubzera. Frank the Gemara Mikra, my time aloy yomdenu. Why can't he teach him Mikra? Because he's giving him pleasure. Medrash namikah harilei. He's giving him pleasure by teaching him Medrash also. Amishmu, the makim shenait l'schara Mikra, they nait l'schara la Medrash. You get paid for Mikra, so you're saving, you're giving him a direct Tanah for free. And that's direct. But they don't get paid a medrash, so there's no hanah. Are you teaching him? Mr. Slav Lahenes, he's doing a mitzvah. The other guy's not even getting pleasure because Mr. Slav Lahenes didn't. My piska, who decide, why you pick a case that you take schara mikra, not a medrash? Who gave you that decision? That even in places to get paid, you can only get paid for teaching chumash, not for teaching medrash. Frank the Gemara, why not? Meishna Medrash, why is there a difference? Meishna Medrash, Toy, the Silva, I see Siva, Shem, I see Vlam, and Ephraim, Utsiva, Mel, Rati, Matra, Machukim, Shwatim, Kash, and Sivani, Hashem, and we're learning what does it mean, Kash, and Sivani, Hashem, Ani, Bechinam, Avatim, Nami, Bechinam, just like I'm doing the Bechinam, like Hashem commanded me, so also you fellows should teach Bechinam, Mikrinami, Bechinam, so why is Chumash different? Rav Amishar Shimur, Rav says, it's the schar of watching kids. And Rabbi Yechanan is schar pisuk taimim, because Rabbi Yechanan holds pisuk taimim is not biblical to teach. It's only a drabanan. And therefore, you can take schar for that.
Medrash is loy because of this pasuk?
Yes.
It's not going on Chumash also?
That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, you can't teach Chumash either. But you're taking schar for monitoring or for teaching pisuk taimim.
Medrash and Mikra's all included.
Again, no. Mikra is mutter because of reasons.
And that I understand, but I think from the pasuk alone, we would think every all well
exactly.
Together.
The pasuk says you can't teach Torah for money.
Any Torah.
We're going to stop here because we're going to start here tomorrow. Again, this week, Friday and Sunday, we don't have a class. We don't have shiur because it's Hanukkah.
You want to learn that?